Total Access Show.
Touchdown Tampa Bay!
On your home for the Buccaneers, 620 WDAE and US 1035. Here's your host, Scott Ledger.
God, I love this time of year. Breeze is blowing. Man, I drove into one buck. That big old Buccaneer flag's flying. It's almost straight out there. The breeze is blowing. Time for another home game at Raymond James Stadium as we welcome in. I love your name, dude. Yeah, Aurelius Marcus Ben. Good to see you, man.
Thanks,
welcome,
man.
To the radio. Thanks. Welcome to the radio. You know, but most people are calling you Regis around here, so we're going to call you Regis.
Okay.
You good with that?
I'm perfect with it.
Yeah. Before we go back to your storied history, tell me how it's been for you, you know, from the draft to mini camps and starting to get worked into the starting lineup, starting to get some receptions.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's starting to pick up and steamroll a little bit for you.
It's definitely starting to pick up and steamroll.
Yeah.
But, you know, coming from college through the draft, it was a bit nerve-wracking and, you know, wanting to know where you're going to be and, you know, who you're going to be around. And you got to go back to, you know, the new kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to fit in. You got to get to know people. But, you know, it's been great. You know, it's been a learning process and I've taken it as good as I can. And it's feel good to be out there now and getting reps and pretty much starting in certain packages.
Like, did you have any inkling the Bucks were going to pick you that high in the draft?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. You know, I thought I was going to be a first round guy, but you know, I slipped, and I didn't know how the Bucks was going to pick me. But you know, I'm glad to be here.
You're looking. I saw you wearing a Cincinnati hat here. You know, but a lot of guys wear stuff for style. But you know, you and I were talking off the air about sports in general, where you grew up. You grew up in Washington, D.C., around that area?
Yes, sir.
And you played your high school ball there?
Yes,
and,
sir.
How many different sports did you play in high school?
I just ran track and played football. You know, I stuck to just football. I could have played basketball, but, you know, I didn't put as much time as I did in basketball as I did football. But, you know, just basically track and football.
And then you ended up with the Fighting Illini. Now, were you recruited or by different schools? How did you end up going there? What's the story there?
You know, coming out, I was the number one receiver class of 2007, and I had committed to Notre Dame at first. You know, Jimmy was a good friend of mine through the recruiting process, and, you know, I decided to go there. But, you know, I kind of decommitted and followed my best friend, Vontae Davis, you know, who's a cornerback for the Miami Dolphins, and went there with him. You know, I couldn't pass that up. You know, we spoke about it, and we just wanted to be on the rebuilding process. And, you know, a lot of people told us that, you know, we couldn't turn Illinois around, but we pretty much did. Went to the Rose Bowl my first year, and I had a great career there.
Yeah, you guys had a great year there. And, you know, there's a lot of changes going on in Big Ten football. Where we were just talking off the air how Michigan State beat Michigan and Ohio State for the first time in like 1,000 years or something like that. But,
yeah.
You know, did you enjoy your college years there, or did you ever think about, you know, maybe I should have been to Notre Dame, or maybe I should have been a Pac-10 guy? Or because now you're an SEC country, so,
right.
You know, in the minute you say Big Ten, people kind of raise their eyebrows around
right.
here like, big deal, you know what I mean?
I can say one thing, the Big Ten is physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to bring your big boy pads, you know, you're playing the Big Ten. But, you know, I'm glad I went to Illinois. You know, a lot of guys can't say they went to a program and helped change it, turn it around, you know, and – you know, it was one of the best things that I did. You know, went to Illinois, and now I look back sometimes and be like, "Damn, I miss college a little bit."
Sure.
But you know, it's a great thing to, you know, be in the steps of my dream and, you know, conquering my goals and working hard.
We're talking to Regis Ben. He's our guest tonight on Buccaneers Total Access. But I can talk to him anytime. I see him in the locker room. But this is about you guys, the fans. Here's the numbers. Let's get you locked and loaded. We got open lines. Hillsborough, 813-990-4620. Pinellas County, 727-461-4620. Or 1-800-596-BUCKS. We'll get you locked and loaded. We're caller-driven. We love to get as many Buck fans as possible. What did you think about one Buck the first time you walked into this palace?
I was like, man, you know. This is what the NFL about, you know, everything you need. You don't need to go nowhere. You know, you just stand here all day. You shouldn't have no reason to, you know, be hurt or, you know, nicks and stuff like that. You know, it's a great place, a great environment, you know, outside of football also. It's all type of people around here, you know, that help you and, you know, talk to you and are very friendly.
Let's go to August, and right behind us here where those three practice fields are behind us and all the fans were packed in, and you started to get reps with Josh Freeman. We'll talk more about your relationship with Josh and all, but how was camp for you?
Camp, you know, first started off rough, you know, because I didn't, you know, pretty much know what I was doing. I couldn't go full speed, and, you know, I had a few drives because, you know, my mind was everywhere, this and that, you know, trying to get focused in. You know, learning the Z position, you know, it's pretty much new to me. You know, coming from college, you know, playing in the spread offense. Now you're in a traditional, you know, two-back, two-receiver offense. And I pretty much had to learn a lot of things that I wasn't taught in college. But, you know, I'm learning them now. I feel good, and I'm just ready to rock.
Bucks really upgraded a wide receiver. Of course, you're one of your battery mates is Mike Williams. But you come in at 6'2". What do you weigh, about 220?
About 220.
About 222. So Mark Dominic wanted to get some size at the wide receiver position. What do you think that size helps you bring to the game?
You know, explosive, big, physical, a guy that could go across the middle and, you know, pretty much block downfield. You know, I love blocking, and I take pride in it.
And do you think you'll get fined for an offensive hit?
Nah, I don't think so, man. I'm not going out to hurt nobody. I just want to, you know, make sure my backs, you know, get their touchdowns, and I'm blocking for them, no extra hits.
And let's talk a little bit about Mike Williams. Three touchdowns already. You know, he kind of came in, and, you know, everybody kept saying, you know, Regis, where's Regis? And, you know, Mike was on that slightly quicker learning curve like you were just talking about. You know, the offense he played in at Syracuse, he had kind of a head start coming in. Uh-huh. But you've, in the last probably 3 weeks, you got your first start at the Cincy, right?
Cincinnati, yeah.
But you started in Cleveland. I mean, you played in Cleveland.
I played in all the games, but I just haven't started.
Yep.
And my first start was Cincinnati.
And special teams. You've been playing some special teams, yes, too. So I always hear this guy's a hands catcher, this guy's a body catcher. And I said, well, if you're going over the middle, nothing wrong with catching the ball against your body.
Oh, no.
That's a
no.
good thing.
Yes, yeah,
you don't want to be
thing.
Laid out.
Uh-uh.
You know, so what about your pass catching skills? Do you, you know, you're happy with where you're at, or do you think you want to move, you know, work on more things?
Right now, you always can work on more things. I'm the guy that always want to get better, no matter what. I'm not going to settle for where I am now, you know. Everywhere, in all my areas of my game, I can get better.
Mm-hmm. And what's it been like for you and Josh?
It's been good. You know,
did you work? Yeah, you. Were, I saw you at OTAs. You were here at OTAs. Yeah.
You know, so. you got to build that trust issue. You know, that trust factor plays a big part in it. You know, if Josh can trust you out there, he's going to throw you the ball.
You got your first couple of catches actually from the other Josh.
Yeah, my first catch.
Pittsburgh game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What was the first one, the tip ball? Because remember, you caught a tip ball, too.
I think the third one was a tip ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you went 3-for-3 on that drive.
Uh-huh.
How'd that feel?
It felt good. Huh? You know, that's what I can do. You know, I went out there and did it, and I take advantage of my opportunities, and, you know, I'm here. I'm here now, you know. I know what I'm doing out there.
And how about your family? Is it your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom, Denise.
Denise. Yeah,
your mom's name is Denise. Is she all excited? Her son's in the NFL now?
Oh, yeah. She's real excited, you know, for me to be living my dream. You know, I always spoke about, you know, I want to be here, and I'm living the dream.
Well, this is Aurelius Ben. You want to talk to him? We're going to be talking to him tonight. By the way, Josh Freeman, the guy we're talking about every Thursday night, he's on his own show on Thursday nights. And who we say? Adam Hayward. That's right. Adam Hayward will be our guest Friday night for Buccaneers Total Access. Don't forget, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll rotate different players in. And then, of course, last night, Gerald McCoy. So Tuesday, Thursday is McCoy and Freeman. The numbers are 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, or 1-800-596-BUCKS. And before we go to break, you know, here we are at 3-2. You weren't here last year, so this team was in the rebuilding process. It's kind of almost a dirty word to use sometimes with fans, but, you know, this team made a commitment to build through the draft last year, and we started to reload, obviously, with our franchise quarterback list last year. This year we went wide receiver and defensive tackle, and then next year we'll add to that equation. But when you came in, did you realize that you were coming into a team that, you know, was in that rebuilding process? I mean, what did Mark Dominic tell you about the Bucks as you right after you were drafted?
You know, this is a young team. You know, we all going to build together, and we kind of like, you know, even though we're a young team, we don't want to be labeled as a young team. You know, we're here, and we all grown men, and we're coming all together to, you know, win games. You know, it's a lot of guys, it's a lot of new faces here. And everybody wants to be a leader, and that's a great thing, and everybody bonds together.
Everybody wants to see wide receivers that fight for the football, and when we come back from we'll talk about that Texas game. That was your last preseason game that you got a lot of reps in, and you basically had two touchdowns in that game, kind of ripped the ball out of a DB's hands on both your touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I see a little grin on your face. That's my ball. That's what we want. You know, we want wide receivers that are going up saying, that's my ball.
Yeah.
We're going to hit the break and come back, and we'll lock and load those phones, 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620. The Bucks are taking on the Rams. They got a chance to go to 4-2, and we're coming back to talk to number 17. You know, that whole thing with number 19, number 18, number 17?
Yeah.
It's great for you guys, but it plays havoc with our announcers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of tough from way up in the booth to figure out who's making those catches sometimes. So I was like, was there a concerted plan to
– Right.
Did you pick that number on purpose?
No. You know, things happen for a reason.
It was
you
just,
never know.
Did they ask you if you wanted that number?
Or? I thought you were talking about the trio, 17, 18,
oh, yeah, yeah.
19. But, you know, I just chose 17.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing to it. You know, I just want a new number, 17.
That's number 17. Regis Benn coming back right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Get on those phones.
It's all football, all the time on Buccaneers.com. From the first practice of the week to the end of the game on Sunday, we've got you covered. It's news straight from the source. Check out Buccaneers Insider for the latest news and interviews. Plus, see what your favorite players are doing off the field and in the community. Become a member of the One Buck Club, and you'll be first in line to receive breaking news, automatic entry for great contests, along with exclusive stories and photos, all on Buccaneers.com. We don't cover the Bucs, we are the Bucs.
Buccaneers Total Access returns on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of the Buccaneers.
All right, guys, welcome back. I'm Ledge. We're sitting down next to number 17, Regis Benn, rookie wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Played a little linebacker and safety in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You like to hit?
Yeah, I like to hit. You know, yeah. I'm a physical guy.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. What was it like playing two ways?
It was good, you know. It was tiring sometimes, but, you know, it was fun, you know, to be out there on both sides of the ball contributing and, you know, going out there hitting some people, getting some free hits on guys, because a lot of guys get free hits on myself when I'm on the offensive
side
of the ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a nice little revenge factor.
Yeah.
If you get someone else who's playing two ways the other way, you're going to be looking for him. You and I were talking off the air about hands catching and body catching, and you said you like to think you got the complete skill set. Go ahead with that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the hand catching and body catching thing, you know, I'm in the slot, you know, I catch balls with my hand and my body. And, you know, sometimes you got to catch the ball with your body to secure the catch when you're getting hit. You know, I take a lot of hits because I'm a physical guy, and I don't shy away from contact. So, you know, that's my game for me to be big, explosive, and physical and, you know, get the yards out to catch because I'm a yak guy.
I was just wrote down yak. I just wrote it down right there. You ready to talk to a couple of fans?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Rick, stand by. You're on deck. We got room behind Rick, by the way. We're going to go to Kent first. Kent, welcome up with Regis Benn.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it, bro.
Yeah, no, Regis, I was going to say congratulations coming into
Thanks.
The league and coming through the Bucs. Man, we're happy to have you.
Thanks, Kent. Appreciate it, man. How you doing?
Good, good, good. I got a couple of, I think, quick questions. I was going to ask you, and before I ask, I'm going to assume it's going to be the go route, but, you know, the quarterback in the huddle saying, hey, Ben, go deep. But what's your favorite route to run, and is it a route that the Bucs use often in their passing tree?
Yeah, I pretty much like a slant hitch because I'm a guy that, you know, after I catch the ball, I like to do the dirty work. You know, I like to go down. I like to go deep also. I like to, for me, a chance to, you know, get up and snatch a ball out of the air over top of a guy.
There you go. My next question, again, real quick, is which of the Bucs DBs in practice really gives you receivers a tough time? I mean, they're going 90 to nothing all the time, no breaks. Uh-huh. Which of those guys are really tough to go up against in practice?
I say Talib. You know, he's a
He's
a big, long, rangy guy. You know, he has great ball skills and he could break on the ball and he loves to jam, put a hand on you. So you got to really work when you go against Hakeem.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You got it, Kent. Good call. Appreciate it. What was I going to ask you? Oh yeah, yards after the catch. It's amazing how many guys can turn a 3-yard slant into a 70-yard touchdown. And you have the body type, man.
Yeah.
First time I saw you, I was like, man, a guy legs like a linebacker.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, that's part of something you take your pride in.
That's my game. You know, I'm not your typical receiver. You know, at the same time, I can play running back also. So I'm pretty much as a. You know, I like to say I have a defensive mentality playing offense.
And obviously you've returned kicks. We haven't seen you return kicks yet for this team. But, you know, we're pretty deep at kick returner. We got three, four guys that actually do it. But
yeah.
I'm sure you would do that when asked.
Oh, yeah. I do whatever when asked. I kick a field goal if I got to. I do whatever I need to do, man, as long as we win in games.
H-back?
Everything. All H-back. Of it. I put my hand in the dirt.
Tight end. You're almost as big as Winslow.
Yeah, but nah, I can't. I don't know about vlogging the 360 guys. You know, I don't know about that.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We got open lines in Hillsboro, 813-990-4620, Pinellas 727-461-4620, and 1-800-596-BUCKS. Rick, you're on a cell phone. Appreciate the call. Go for it.
Hey, guys. I'm really enjoying the way the season's going. Been able to attend a few games and was fortunate enough to head up to Cincinnati where we had probably one of the best road wins I've been able to witness. I'm just asking, Reyes, with such a young offense, is the playbook beginning to open up, or are the conservative plays that you know we're kind of seeing with more of the short crossing routes, mm-hmm. are those just what's available, or do you see now that we're you know into the second quarter of the season, more plays coming and more things evolving?
Oh, yeah, definitely. More plays coming. You know, right now, everybody at the receiver position and pretty much the offense is in their prime right now as far as what we can do. So we're pretty much opening up the playbook. So there's a lot of guys that can do a lot of things, and that's the great thing about it right now. We have a lot of guys who can do pretty much everything, you know, that we need to do. So the playbook is pretty much open. We are in the second quarter of the season, and, you know, we're doing a lot of things out of certain packages and certain formations to, you know, put up them points and get them big explosive plays.
Let me ask you about the learning curve. Was the learning curve getting your routes down, or was it more looking across the field and saying, okay, I got to read the reading defenses at wide receiver?
Both.
And yeah, go ahead.
I'd say both. You know, the learning curve, you know, for me, you know, I couldn't just line up and say, okay, I got this route. And I don't care about what anybody else got to run. But, you know, I pretty much had to learn, you know, the concept of the routes. You know, I had to know where, you know, where the Y goes or, you know, where the Zebra goes because I played a Z receiver. So I pretty much had to learn concept of the plays and not just my route. And, you know, when I got that down, it was just, you know, been clockwork.
It gets complicated, though. You got blitz. Yeah. You got blitz reads. You got to break off.
Blitz
you,
reads.
You got
so
zones.
You got to read
you
zone,
to
cloud
settle.
Corner,
exactly.
Cover two, you know. So you got to, you know, make side adjustments and, you know, you got to know when to look hot or, you know, turn your route into a, you know, different route. So, you know, you got to be on your toes. You got to be semi, you know, thinking what the quarterback's thinking and seeing what he's seeing.
And it's coming. Is it, they always hear this expression, the game is slowing down
for
me. Is that what you're talking about
now?
Yeah,
the game is definitely slowing down. I don't think it was as fast as just knowing what I had to do.
All right, we're going to go right back to the phones. Paul in Clearwater, you're up with Regis Benn on Buccaneers Total Access. How you doing this evening, Paul?
All right, how you doing? How's it going, Regis?
What's going on, Paul?
Hey, listen, just one quick question.
Yes.
Getting away from the Bucks from so what was it like playing for the Zucker over there in Illinois?
Hey, man, Zook never sleeps. You know, he's a real high-energy guy. You know, he's just football, football, football. He's a great guy. You know, he's a great, you know, coach as far as, you know, off the field and on the field as a father figure also. And Zook is a great recruiter, and, you know, I love Zook. I do anything for him.
You think he's going to last over there in Illinois?
Yeah, he'll last. You know, they made a lot of coaching changes, and he's a great recruiter, so he's getting the guys up there. So I got confidence in him that he'll change it around.
All right, hey. Go get him on Sunday, will you?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. Open line behind Paul, Hillsboro, 813-990-4620. Pinellas, we got two open lines. Jump on them, guys. 727-461-4620 or 1-800-596-BUCKS. You grew up in D.C. Were you a Skins fan growing up or what?
Yeah.
For football.
I was a Skins fan.
Name some players you grew up liking. Because then I'll know that. Because I'm a little older than you.
Come on.
Because I think Redskin fan, I'm going all the way back.
Monk.
To like, okay, there you go.
You know, you remember Terry Allen?
Yes.
Gus Farrat.
Quarterback.
Come on now.
Quarterback. Yep. Keep going.
Brian Mitchell.
Running
was
back.
The
yep.
Everything guy. He even played, I remember a game he played quarterback. You know, LeVar Arrington. You know, so many guys that I could go down the list.
Well, what about, because everybody, you grew up a wide receiver. Uh-huh. I mean, you played more. But guys idolize other guys growing up, and I think, you know, I always ask the wideout. It's a glamour position.
Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes you get your clock cleaned, and I think the NFL is going to start handing fines out. And that's we'll get to that. But did you have any wideouts that you either modeled your game after or you're just fans of? It doesn't have to be Redskins.
No.
Anybody.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, you rarely hear this name. I say Sterling Sharp.
Oh, yeah. Forgotten.
Yeah, Sterling Sharp. You know, a lot of guys – you know, a lot of people who played in that era will look at me, and I know a lot of guys that tell me, you know, you had the same game. You played like Sterling Sharp.
Big
guy. I haven't had a chance to meet him, but, you know, I want to meet him, and, you know, I pretty much look at his stuff and kind of mold myself after him. So they say I had that same type of game. And Anquan Boldin, who's more relevant right now, that you'll probably know. So
yeah, your general manager, when he was talking about his wide receivers in camp, he, you know, compared Mike a little to Larry Fitzgerald, and then you came up as the Anquan Boldin, you know, trying to get – and Sammy Strotter's a little bit more of a slot guy. He's a little bit more of a speed, you know, jitterbug guy trying to break things off. But what we talk – If he hadn't hurt his neck, I still think that Sharp probably would have. Would have maybe broken some records.
Oh yeah,
because
no doubt.
He was just a great receiver.
Oh yeah, had a great quarterback also.
Yeah, is that Don Majkowski?
No, he had Brett Favre.
Okay, it was Favre. Okay, so yeah. Yeah, it was right around that. I think he probably had both.
Yeah, both. Yeah,
because
yeah,
I think I was going to say that's when Favre came in was when Majkowski
got hurt. Yeah.
When Majkowski got hurt, and then we heard a little bit more about number four. Let's go back to that. You know, the whole idea that you've got your skill set, you want to model it. Okay, you know, now let's get into buck ball.
Uh-huh.
Next couple of games and throughout this year, you know, what are some of your personal goals?
Personal goals. You know, honestly.
I don't mean stats.
Yeah.
I just mean how do you hope to contribute? Let's put it that way. That's a better way of putting it.
Man, do any and everything, you know, they ask me to do. You know, I don't come into a game looking, well, I want to have this many catches or this many yards. You know, I want to do any and everything that I have to do so we can win. You know, and you know, I just want to take over, you know, my position full time and just be out there making plays like I know I can and, you know, just go out there, have fun and just act crazy, man, like I do, man, you know, breaking tackles, making them big blocks and, you know, showing the Bucks fans what really has been is.
And how about special teams? I mean, that's a world all into itself, you know.
I never really played special teams. I just ran kicks back. So it's a new world to me, but I like it. You know, I've grown to like it. Coach Rich is, you know.
Every time his name comes up, we all giggle.
He definitely, you know, he definitely showed me how to love special teams. I love it. You know, special teams is a big part of the NFL as far as, you know, it could be, you know, one play to change the game, you know, especially in punt return, you know, and punts, getting field position and stuff, and kickoffs, making the guy fumble or whatever. So it's definitely big.
Returning kicks and covering kicks are two different things, but you're a big physical guy. I mean, if you're asked to start returning kicks and or punts,
mm-hmm.
What do you like about your return game? You know, is it,
my return game, I don't believe in one guy tackling me. That's the motto I go by.
I like that.
You know,
I
don't believe in one guy tackling me. If one guy tackles me, I get ticked off about it, you know. So I'm a guy that just hit it, man. You know, make them tackle me. You know, that's how I run.
All right, let's get those phones lit up. Chuck and Tampa, we're coming right to you. We got room behind him. Hillsboro, it's 813-990-4620. Pinellas, 727-461-4620. Or 1-800-596-BUCKS. Regis Ben is our guest tonight on Buccaneers Total Access. Chuck, you're up.
Guys, love your show. Just wanted to tell Aurelius that, you know, we got people that really are supporting the team. I've been out of work for 2 years. I'm working now. And one of the things I look forward to is going to training camp for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate Mark Dominic and those guys, you know, allowing us to come in for free. My daughter got an autograph this year. I've never been an autograph person, but she asked for one last year. I didn't have a pen, but this year she got signed by Gerald McCoy and the coach twice. And just want you guys to know, man, we're supporting you. You know, we love the way you play. And win or lose, I'm behind you guys, man, all the way.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, man. I'm pretty sure if everybody else heard that, they would appreciate it also. You know, people like you that help support us, make us go.
Are you there? Chuck? I guess Chuck dropped off. Let me ask you about the relationship with fans. Some guys really cherish it. You seem to light up when the fans talk to you. You know, what do fans mean to you?
I mean a lot,
yeah.
You know. They don't know, but they have a big factor in the stands, you know, as far as, you know, see the fans out there, you know, making this goal, just, you know, keeping us in the game and keep the, you know, the extreme, the physicalness of football, you know, and fans, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes they may not always be right, but they always support us, you know, they always support us and fans, you know, does a great job of supporting us.
You play little cold weather college football for the most part.
Yeah.
When you came down here for camps, and I was at camp a lot, and we were watching you guys run around, and you could see that some of you guys, it was an adjustment process. So, what's this Florida heat been like for you?
Man, I have adjusted to it, but man, when I first got down here, it was just like, am I ever going to get used to this? I was like, man, I can't believe
stifling.
I'm down here in this heat. I was like, the good thing about it, I looked at it, it's going to keep my weight. You know, where I needed to be. You
sure.
know, playing cold, I really had to, you know, focus on my weight and watch what I eat. I still watch what I eat, but, you know, coming out in the heat, you know, it's just great. But right now, it's usually cold. I usually have to wear a jacket where I was at in Illinois, but now I'm still in shorts and T-shirt. So
it's beautiful here.
You know, it's real beautiful, but, you know, the heat is a big factor for us when teams come down here.
Do you have any special training thing that you do? I mean, I know you go to weight rooms and things mm-hmm. like that, but sometimes guys have different – you know, I remember Jerry Rice, you know, pulling tires behind him, running up hills, yeah. And a lot of different guys have their own little routines that they – is there uh-huh. anything you do specifically or like to train differently? Or what's your training regimen like off-season?
Off-season?
Yeah.
You know, I train out in Westlake, California. You know, I train out there with guys like Jimmy Clausen, Taylor Mays, CJ Spiller, Everson Griffin, Cromartie, Clay Matthews. And we just do a lot of, you know, hills, running hills, pulling tires, you know, throwing tires, a lot of ropes, a lot of free weight stuff, you know, so a lot of quick explosion and not just, you know, banging bulky weight and type of stuff.
You mentioned some names real quick there. Slow down and go back over those names for uh-huh. me. I heard Clausen, right?
Yeah.
So you saw him in Carolina.
Yeah.
Clay Matthews, you haven't played yet, but he got hurt recently.
Yeah.
But none one of those USC studs that just steps up.
Nah, huh? I know Clay's a pretty big guy, man. He always look at me and be like, man, you could play linebacker, man. You could do what I do, how big you are, but, you know, he's a great guy.
I used to watch his dad play for the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago. Football runs pretty deep. How about in your family? Cousins, uncles, aunts, athletes in your family. Who were the big athletes?
My mom was an athlete. She ran track. You know, she did everything. But, you know, I didn't really have so many athletes in my family. So, you know, but my brothers, we all are athletes. We all play football.
Was high school athletics just pretty much everything to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would say I kind of neglect my family at times. Just because being, you know, in the AAU basketball and soccer and this and that, and, you know, going places, going out of town, always going out of town and, you know, just being real involved in sports, you know, because I graduated early out of high school to go to Illinois. So I was always on the move.
What'd you play, forward in basketball? What'd you play?
Yeah, I played a little forward. Know, power forward. Had a little shot.
You got an outside chart as a guard, but
No.
More taking
too,
it
a little too strong, man. I got to go to the hole and, you know, get some rebounds.
What about your leaping ability? I mean, all receivers have leaping ability.
Oh, yeah.
Your vertical and all that. Is it mm-hmm. something that's just been natural, or is it something you can train to get better at? Because you have powerful legs.
Yeah, I got you know, thick legs, thick calves. So, you know, I always had, you know, legs. My mom got some legs, so I pretty much get it from her.
And what was your speed in the combine?
I ran a 4.48.
A 4.48. You don't like that? You make a face when you say that. Yeah.
I ran a 4.48, but, you know, just I knew that I could run faster than that, which I did at my pro day. So, you know, 40 is a 40, but that doesn't, you know, determine how fast you are, really.
Did you say you played baseball or no?
Yeah, I played baseball.
What did you play in baseball?
I played left field.
So you're an outfielder?
Yep.
Good arm, bad arm, average?
I got a good arm.
Pretty good arm?
I got an arm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Got some assists, threw some guys out?
Oh, yeah.
Were people fearing you? Were they fearing you?
You knock it back deep. I'm going to go get it.
I like it. And how about your hit?
I was all right. You know, I was all right.
Could you hit the breaking stuff or no?
Probably
not.
Nah.
Because otherwise you'd be playing baseball.
I hit those bases, though.
Yeah, stealing bases?
Yeah, I steal some bases and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a favorite baseball team?
Nats, man.
Oh, okay.
Come on now.
Well, they've only been around a couple
years. Strasburg.
They've only been around a couple years.
Strasburg.
You know.
I got an autographed Strasburg jersey.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think they're going to overuse that kid's arm?
I don't know. He just had that Tommy John surgery, you know. He'll be all right.
That'd be a shame. He was, like, throwing some nasty stuff in 100-mile-an-hour fastballs for a young kid and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watching any of the baseball playoffs right now or no?
Nah,
don't
man.
Don't care?
Nah, you know, it's just football right now. Absolutely. You know, one-track man.
Now, do you watch – I mean, you're usually studying film, and we'll get to that, too, about studying film, but do you get a lot of guys that play in the NFL, I'll give you, for instance, Josh Freeman right now says, you know, I got so much work to do around here, I really haven't had a chance to watch a game and some other guys, but if you're a fan of if you play in the NFL, some guys are just all about watching it and stuff.
Yeah.
You got any guys that you admire in this league right now? I'm sure there's a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'll say after seeing the way Drew Brees play, I admire him the way he plays and carries himself. You know, he took control. But I say, as at my position, you know, Anquan Boldin, you know, the Larry Fitzgeralds, and you know, guys like that, the quiet receivers, I would say, the Andre Johnsons, you know, the guys that
not the Chad Johnsons, the Andre, the quieter ones,
the quieter ones that let the game speak for itself.
In other words, when you score your first touchdown, there'll be no dancing.
No dancing, just get the ball to
rest. I like that.
But you know, I might have kicked myself in the butt, but I don't know, man. You know, a lot of stuff
I didn't
going
see any
on.
Dancing.
I don't know, man.
I didn't see any dancing in the Texas game, and you had two touchdowns in that game, and you went up and basically fought for the ball, and you you seem to have that attitude. Once it's in the air, it's mine.
Yeah,
where does that come from?
You know, just get it, man.
Sure.
You know, get it. You know, I'm a fighter, so I'm going to fight for the ball.
And how did Phil score a couple touchdowns, even though it was preseason?
Yeah,
that felt pretty good.
Yeah, that felt good. You know, same type of atmosphere as the regular season.
Sure.
You know, so it felt real good, you know. And I know for a fact that I get in the end zone in the regular season. So I'm not worried about it.
Did you notice the difference in the speed of the game once you get to the regular season? Some people say it goes up a notch.
It goes up a notch, but, you know, the intensity and the focus of the game went up a little bit. You know, so yeah.
We're talking to number 17. That's Regis Benn, rookie wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting worked into this offense a little bit more each week. And what do you got? Six? I think you have six catches now.
Yeah, I got six catches.
Six catches now. Yeah. And as we get ready to take on the Rams, we're going to go to John. We got two open lines behind John, by the way, in Hillsboro, 813-990-4620. Pinellas, we have one open line, 727-461-4620, or 1-800-596-BUCKS. John, you're up with Regis Benn. Welcome to the program, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Hey, excellent. John, what's going on? What's
going on, man? I lit it up with you today on Matt, man.
Nine catches,
178 yards.
I hope I can get that on Sunday.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, but y'all doing a good job, man. Me and my brother, he wanted Golden Tate, but you put a move on my cousin, Jaquan Williams, last year for USF.
So oh, yeah?
after he seen that, you know, he started riding for you. So hope you do good, man.
Appreciate it, man. Definitely, man. Thanks for supporting me.
All right, man.
All right.
All right, good call, John. We're going to hit a break and come back. We're about halfway done with the program. We got a couple open lines. As we get ready to take on the Rams, this is a young football team. Got a chance to go to 4-2. Young wide receiving core. We'll come back and talk about what it's like in that wide receiver room with guys like Sammy Strotter and Mike Williams and this guy over here. Look at him grinning. Over here grinning. See, we're grinning because we see years and years and years of a team that's going to build great chemistry together.
Right.
So it's an exciting time for Buck fans as we watch the young Bucks become the mature Bucks. Hillsboro, 813-990-4620. Pinellas, 727-461-4620 or 1-800-596-BUCKS. Jerry's taking your phone calls. I'm Ledge. That's Regis Benn. We're coming back with the second half of Buccaneers Total Access right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Buccaneers Total Access. This is 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's Wednesday night, Buccaneers Total Access. Don't forget, tomorrow night we sit down with number 5, Josh Freeman, for his show. And on Friday night, we'll have Adam Hayward, linebacker for the Bucs. We'll sit down as we get ready to take on the Rams. What's it been like for you guys in that wide receiver room, because there are no 10-year receivers in that room.
I mean,
who's the oldest guy in there, Mo?
Yeah, Mo. Mo's the oldest. Mo and Spurlock.
Yeah.
You know, we call them the grandfathers of the room. You know,
No gray in their beards yet.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, not yet, but, you know, it's been fun. You know, it's a lot of characters in the room, but we all come together. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of organizations don't have. You know, especially at the receiver position. You know, the receivers get labeled as the divas of the team. So we all come together and pretty much be on top of each other and help each other. You know, that's a great thing and what's going to, you know, help us succeed longer.
Yeah, I guess there's a diva. You know, it is a glamour position. But I don't, you know, most people that are around you guys don't really sense that.
Nah. Yeah. You know.
A couple more years.
Yeah, I don't know.
80 reception year, you're going to be a diva then?
Nah, I'm going to still be the same old quiet guy. You know?
Sure you are. Eric, you're up next. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Appreciate the call.
Hey, I had a question, kind of an arbitrary question for you, Regis. And you might not actually know the answer, but back when Gruden was coaching here, we ran a receiver end around once in a while. Yeah. And it was always to Michael Clayton. And we had guys like Joey Galloway, you know, 4'3", speed, and Dexter Jackson was on the team for a little while. But it was always Clayton, because I guess he was physical, right?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you've been handling the end of rounds for us lately. What are they looking for? See, to me, it should be, you know, logically thinking, I would think speed would be the primary attribute on an end around. But what are the coaches looking for? What attributes are they looking for a receiver to run the football? And I'll just hang up and listen.
That's actually a good question, because you had your first run last week. As a matter of fact, yep.
They speed. You know, they look for speed and, you know, a guy that can break some tackles and big physical run, you know, because you're pretty much getting that end around and you're losing yards and trying to gain yards at the same time. So you need a big physical guy that can go around and, you know, make the first guy miss and, you know, make guys tackle you.
Oh, okay, Eric, good call. Line behind Eric, 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620. As we get ready to play the Rams, we were just talking off the air. They're a little banged up at defensive back. You know, they're one of those teams that sputtered, started off with a couple losses, but they've won three of their last four. Mm-hmm. They kind of get blown out by the Lions, then they come back next week, and they play San Diego real tough. But, you know, you got to respect any NFL defense, though, right. when you're looking at them on film, what do you think the Rams really do well on defense?
Oh, they do a great job of disguising. You know, they kind of got a funky defense. You know, it's unique. They do a couple of all outs. So, you know, and their corners are good with the jam. You know, the Bartel guy.
Yep.
You know, he's a big physical guy, and you know, linebackers they play east and west. So. You know, it's a defensive team that we can't sleep on. We got to go out and execute plays.
A lot of man-to-man you see, or is it a lot of zone, or is it a mix?
You know, I say, you know, it's a lot of man give and take and a lot of zone also. So, you know, each week we got to beat man-on-man coverage. You know, since we're young receivers, so they probably try to put a lot of man on us to make us beat man-to-man coverage because, you know, they probably think young guys can't get off the jam and whatnot and, you know, get into their routes.
Yeah, well, you know, let's go back to that question about Aqib, and you know, you've got guys in this, you know, Marvin Lewis and Rondae mm-hmm. Barber and E.J. Biggers and guys on this team that can play that. You know, it seems like it's almost a little easier to play against a zone because once mm-hmm. you know where you need to settle All down. Right. But as a young wide receiver, you know, you got to take some pride in being able to get off that line of scrimmage, especially right. with your size.
Yeah.
Especially with your size.
Yeah, you got to take some pride. And I know every last receiver in our room take pride on doing it. You know, we all are good at it, and – you know, we build on it each week when we get the reps from guys like Hakeem, you know, who's long and rangy. Myron Lewis, you know, he's long and rangy. So, you know, guys like that we come up to, you know, each week and each day in practice is, you know, helping us for Sunday.
So let's talk about number five. How's your relationship been with Josh from, let's go, OTAs? You uh-huh. probably met him at OTAs.
Yeah.
Is that when you met?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
It's been good. You know, when I got drafted, I called him and, you know, told him, you know, I'm glad to be a receiver. It's great to have you as my quarterback. But, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, when Coach Raheem was recruiting me, you know, Josh, I think I had talked to Josh one time, you know, when he was at, you know, in Kansas. So, you know, I thought about going there one time, but, you know, it's funny how things, you know, come out to play. Now he's my quarterback in the next level.
So you talking about when Coach Raw was at K-State?
Yeah, Coach Raw recruited me. You
okay.
know, Coach Prince, Ron, what was it, Ron Prince,
yep.
was the head coach there. You know, I took a look at him. You know, he came and visited me a couple of times, and I took a hard look and, you know, saw Josh, and you know, but, you know, their airport was 2 hours away from their campus, so I couldn't do that.
You got here at OTAs, and you started catching balls, and
yeah.
you started saying, oh, but this guy's got a pretty big
oh, yeah.
cannon.
I didn't realize how big he was until I saw him. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, he looked like a tackle.
Yeah, he does look like a defensive
yeah,
end.
He looks like a defensive end or something.
He really does. 6'5". Right. You know, they say 250. I'm like, yeah, maybe 265 more like
it. Hey, I can tell you one thing. He carries it well.
Yes, he does.
You know, so.
Who's the fastest receiver on this team?
Oh, I'm going to tell you me. Hands down.
Y'all say that.
Hands down.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some guys will tell you.
40, you're talking.
40.
Yep.
Yeah. I say I get them. I say it falls down to me first. That sounds a little bad. Me first. But me, Spurlock, Preston. Yeah, and then it goes down from there. Give and take how you ever choose it.
And Mike Williams is down there somewhere.
Yeah, Mike Williams.
They teasing him a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Mike is fast, but he ain't that fast.
Ready to talk to Tree. Tree, that's a great name. Appreciate the phone call. Welcome to the program, Tree.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you. Hey, Regis, I appreciate what you do, man. I'm excited about all you young guys there on my team here. Been a long Buck fan. I was born in 75, grew up in Tampa, so I've been there forever, man. But I just had a couple of questions. I was at that game Sunday, and did you feel like there was a different vibe? Did you guys feel flat at all? Or it just seemed like they came out and was just like a different energy level than we were at. And on the second note, you know, just to kind of just a little comment, I took my son to his first game. It was for his birthday.
Oh, yeah?
And he got to meet Cadillac after the game. And I just heard your comment about the fans. And he was really disappointed through the whole game. And when he got to meet one of the players, I got to tell you, man, his face just lit up. And it made his day, man. He'll never forget it the rest of his life. So
right. What
you guys do is important. And I just appreciate you, and I listen to your comments off the air. But I was just curious. I was at that game, and it just felt different. Like, as soon as it started, it just felt like maybe there was just something missing. So if you could comment, I'll listen off the air.
Okay.
Did it feel a little flat to you as a team?
I don't know if it felt a little flat. But, you know, when we came out and made, you know, a couple of errors, you know, we left some plays on the field. And, you know, that's something that we got to learn from. Even though we're a young offense, which I hate saying, you know, a young team, but, you know, we come out and we all grown men, and, you know, we don't look at ourselves as a young team. But, you know, it didn't feel weird, but, you know, it's probably seemed weird to other people because we don't normally come out like that. And, you know, that's something we're going to change, and we're going to get better at that, and I promise you that, you know.
Josh threw a pick in the Cincy game. It was a guy who was covering you,
uh-huh.
And it was a scramble drill. What I want to get to is you got a big quarterback who can get outside the pocket.
Yeah.
And sometimes receivers are told work your way back to the quarterback, but sometimes you guys are told to go.
Yeah, so it's kind of like when you're deep, come back. When you're shallow, go up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the scramble drill. So if I'm, you know, close to them, I got to go deep, and the deep guys got to come back to the ball.
Okay, so you guys run those in practice?
Oh yeah, we run those in practice, and that's typical. You know, that's knowledge of the receiver. Offense game.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've heard explosive out of cuts, and I think it comes down to maybe your leg power and stuff, but a lot of people say that you're, you know, the discipline route running and explosive out of cuts. When I put that around you and around your game, does that fit to you? Does that fit you?
Yeah, it definitely fits, you know, being explosive. You know, that's one of my attributes that I'm good at, being explosive. You know, explosive after the catch and explosive getting off the line of scrimmage and, you know, beating jams.
Do you like talking a little smack across the line of scrimmage, or are you quiet?
I'm a real quiet, man. I'm real quiet. I just, you know, I may get up sometimes and just, you know.
When you get worked up.
When I get worked up, yeah.
When you're making a catch, but you're not a real smack talker?
No, I'm not a real smack talker. I can't do that. That's not my game.
Never been your game?
Never been my game.
Even when you're like, you know, pulling in. Well, how many touchdowns did you have at Illinois in your junior year? Or your senior year?
My senior year? I probably had like 2, 3.
Yeah. Oh, well, wait a minute. I'm looking at the wrong stat here. There was one where you had double-digit touchdowns.
Nah.
Maybe it's high school. Were you smack? Maybe you smack talking in high school.
Nah, I didn't smack talk, man. I never smack talk. I never did, man.
Does that come from your upbringing or coaching? Some guys, they say like it helps them work up. In other words, it keeps them more aggressive in the game.
I don't know, man. I think I look at it as I respect the game.
I see.
And that's not what, you know, football is about. But, you know, you got some guys who traditionally just talk smack. You know, I respect the other guy on the other side of the ball. But, you know, when we on the field, it's a different thing. You know, I'm not going to talk smack to you, but, you know, we're going to go out and play a good game. So I'm not the type to talk smack.
We're talking to Regis Ben, number 17, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Hillsboro, 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, or 1-800-596-BUCKS. You're a young team with a young coach, and, you know, obviously you got drafted, and then you came in, you met Raheem Morris, and mm-hmm. you were recruited by him, as you just mentioned, in college. And how's it been, your relationship with your head coach so far?
It's been good. Yeah. You know, he kind of reminds me of Coach Zook. He's a player's coach. And he's a guy who's always involved. He's a guy that you can go up to his office and talk to him.
Will he dress you down in private if you're screwing up?
Oh, yeah, you know.
He doesn't seem to do it publicly.
No. No, he's a great coach, you know, on and off the field. He's a guy who's going to, you know, lead the team, and he's going to tell you up front, you know, this is what we got to do. You know, he's not going to hold anything back.
Well, you know, you do realize this is a Florida football state. Football is king in this state.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So when you came down here, and I got to throw the obligatory SEC thing around, because every time a guy from a different conference comes down here and they realize, wow, Florida is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your take on the whole Florida football scene?
It's, you know.
Not Gators. I mean, just Florida in general.
I mean, growing up in high school, you always hear about the Florida kids. You hear about the Florida kids, the Texas kids, and Ohio kids. You know, Florida's a, you know, big state, and you know, they take pride on football. So, you know, I respect, you know, the state of Florida in football.
And how about the locker room? Because now you got Texas, Oklahoma guys. You got bragging. Yeah, you got everyone's bragging. So who's got bragging rights other than I know that Oklahoma, that Gerald McCoy right now, has got bragging rights, but
guys who won national championships, you know, but, you know, SC guys, you know, the typical forefront college programs, SC, Oklahoma, Texas, you know, those type of guys in Miami back when they was in their prime, but, you know, they're still good. So, you know, pretty much those guys.
Canes.
And State.
And Gators. Yep. And obviously, you know, what'd you think of Raymond James Stadium first time you started playing ball there? It's a pretty nice stadium, isn't it?
Real nice, man. I'm like, man, you know, compared to a lot of other stadiums, this is a great, great stadium. You know, seating, just the atmosphere and the whole, you know, pirate thing going on. So that's real nice.
You like them cannons going up? Probably scared the crap out of you the first time.
Oh, yeah. First time I heard it, you know, we had to practice in there. It sounded off, and I was like, what? I was like, what's going on? So, you know, it's real good.
You got a big smile. Everybody, I've never seen so many big smiles in one locker room, and everybody thinks they got, I was trying to remember who I asked. I can't remember now, but I asked who has the best smile in the locker room, and every guy sits here and goes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. But you seem real personal. Some guys a little bit more quiet, they're a little bit more reserved. But, you know, how's it been, you know, being an official NFL receiver now? You know, you got more media around you in college and stuff. And how's that experience been to you? You don't seem shy. Some guys, you know, some guys are quiet.
I'm not shy, but I'm real quiet. You know, I'm real, real quiet. But, you know, it's been good. You know, being in the NFL is great, you know. But you got a lot of times everybody's watching. You don't know who's watching, so you gotta watch what you do, and you're a role model, basically. You know, a lot of kids look up to you, and a lot of people look up to you. So you gotta set the example, and that's what I like to do. I like to pride myself because I respect the game, so I like to carry myself good on and off the field.
Bucks have a problem running the football, and you mentioned your blocking abilities, and if we're ever going to bust long runs, it's going to come from wide receiver blocks. You know, it's going to come from you guys making some big blocks. So
we all come together and block, you know, who we're supposed to block, we're going to bust them open.
Yeah, well, you know, talk a little bit about has it been frustrating as an offense?
I wouldn't say frustrating. You know, you're not going to, you know, be where all the time where you want to be, and you know, a lot of things are not going to happen the way you always plan it to happen because a lot of stuff changes up, so we got to adjust to it. So, you know, it's we're going to get to, you know, running game. We have great backs here, you know, so everybody can, you know, tote that rock, I should say, and you know, we're going to bust them wide open soon.
You hope to, you know, it's a little early to see the full fruition of what all our talent is at wide receiver, and the fact that Josh Freeman is still a young quarterback, and you guys are kind of learning on the go. Is there any frustration there? Because, you know, it's kind of like when you know you're a good athlete and you look and you go, wow, that guy's good. This guy's good. Yeah. The quarterback's good. We should be putting up 21 points a game. Mm-hmm. But you also know that someday you will.
Yeah.
And there's where you are now, and there's that point.
Right.
Is there a confidence, or is it just like you got to be patient? It's going to take time. I mean, where are you when you think of this team's offense? You know, am I putting the questionnaire right for you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're you know, second year quarterback, man. You know,
what I'm looking for.
You know, rookie receivers, but you know, we're being patient. We know what this thing can be like. So, you know, Josh is getting better every day. You know, everybody's getting better every day. You know, the old line is coming together. So, you know, what we're doing right now is pretty big. So, you know, we have some type of swagger about us that, you know, we know we're going to be good. And you know, what we're doing now, we are going to keep coming together, keep building, and getting better each week.
What did you think of Josh's throw to Spurlock in the Cincy game? The one that set up the field goal.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
how many quarterbacks can do that now? So, you know, second year guy, and, you know, he's handling himself well, and he's, you know, out there making the throws. He's the last guy out. You know, he's always on top of us. So, you know, Josh is a great guy. He knows what he's doing. He's taking that role as a team leader and you know, NFL quarterback.
No broken fingers yet?
No broken fingers,
You know. What'd you think of having to wear pink, by the way? I always like to ask
I liked it. You know, yeah. I couldn't wait. You know, that's something I saw when I was in college, and I just couldn't wait to, you know, wear the pink. You know, I like pink, you know, so it was real big, and especially the cost, you know, what it was for, you know, the breast cancer awareness, and, you know, it was real big to wear the pink.
We'll actually be talking a little bit more in depth with Adam Hayward about that, by the way, as breast cancer awareness rolls on. Adam is personally connected to that issue, and we'll get to that. We got a couple open lines. We're almost running out of time here. You got a chance to talk to Regis Ben before we hang it up for the evening. 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, or 1-800-596-BUCKS. We'll come back and wrap it up and talk about the Rams and the possibility of the Young Bucks going 4-2. I'm Ledge. That's Regis Ben. We're coming back right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Buccaneers Total Access returns on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of the Buccaneers.
Regis Ben's a wide receiver. His brother played defensive back. I bet you that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Can you still school him?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I can't wait to, you know, hopefully get to the next level. I hope that I'll be playing against him.
That'd be nice to see.
Yeah.
What's he, a junior or a senior?
He's actually a freshman. He went to junior college.
Okay, so he's still got a couple years left.
He got two.
Let me ask you, we only got a couple minutes left. You know, the NFL is trying to keep players upright. I get it. You know, everybody wants people to play an aggressive game, but you don't seem like you're easily intimidated. It doesn't matter if someone were to lay you out. You're just going to pick up your butt, get back to the huddle. You know, when you're big and physical, are you worried about hits? You can't be, I guess.
No. Nah. You know, when you're worried about them, that's when they come. you kind of set yourself up for it. But, you know, if I get knocked out, I'm going to get back up. And that's when I talk some junk to you.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm stumbling, knocked out, I'm gonna get back up. And you're going to know, you know, I'm going to keep coming back.
I hear that. I can see that. Absolutely. You know, this is your first year, so it's kind of hard to say, you know, to give us a synopsis of everything that's gone on, let's say, since the draft. But, you know, in the last couple of seconds here we got, just, you know, give me an idea of what's it like to be a rookie wide receiver in the NFL right now for you? A lot of school, a lot of work, a lot of film study. You know, do you get time for yourself, or you just feel like you got more work to do?
You get time for yourself, depending on how you take it, how you approach it, you know, how good you want to be. I want to be great. You know, so, you know, I'm going to take the time to, you know, take care of my body, make sure I'm putting the right things in my body, getting the proper rest and, you know, being on top of my playbook. So it's been great. And, you know, like I said, I just want to be great. I want to be that guy and, you know, contribute and win games. That's all I want
to
do.
Looking forward to seeing you on the other side of Mike Williams for years to come.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely am too. You know, Mike's a great guy and we, you know, we compliment each other.
I really do. Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it. I think there's two different skill sets there, and you get a chance to run some people over. But we got to get you in the end zone this week, bro.
Yeah. We got to get it. We got to get it in there, man. You know, when you think about it and press it too much, that's when it don't happen. Just let it come.
A little pitch and catch, though. Sometimes it's all about that trust issue. That's how some of Mike's touchdowns have come.
It's
a
big trust issue.
Josh trusts him. I'm going to put this ball where you can get it. Uh-huh. If not, you can play defensive back and make sure it's not a pick. But you know, one more time, that's your ball, isn't it?
That's your ball. That's my ball. Go out, make a play. Opportunity throws, as Coach Ole would say.
Did you enjoy your radio? Your radio debut here?
Definitely did, man. Great show, man.
You're going to come back?
I'm definitely come back.
All right. See you in the end zone this weekend.
Right. Thank you, man.
No dancing, though.
No dancing.
Just hand the ball back.
Respect the game.
You got it. That has been Regis Ben. Everybody, appreciate your phone calls. Don't forget the Josh Freeman Show will come your way tomorrow night. We'll take your phone calls there. And as Josh gets ready to take on the Rams, and again, Adam Hayward, linebacker for the Bucks, actually got some reps last week because Geno Hayes got a little dinged up. We'll be talking to him about breast cancer awareness and the Rams as the Bucks get ready to go 4-2. Appreciate the calls. We'll talk to you in the morning update. I'm Scott Ledger. Thank you, Regis.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you real soon right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Good night.
You've been listening to Buccaneers Total Access on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.